The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Dan. Day out, same old hoodoo follows me about, same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you, and darling, I think of you day in and day out.
Swinging, come on.
Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view. That possibility of maybe seeing you.
Good morning, good morning. Here we go. Oh, we're jumping
come
now, baby.
Shine.
You're dancing with me? Come on, come on.
Here we go. I meet you and to me the day is fine.
My knee feels okay. I think I could dance.
And the pounding
I'm getting toward that age, you know. On the dance floor? I can't. Let me get my cane. I'll be right with you, honey. Hold on. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mr. Frank Sinatra right there. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, boy. A lot. You know, the 24-hour news cycle is just, it just knocks me out. I just can't believe how it is. The news just breaks, goes on and on, and we'll get into it when we get there. You know, there's a lot to talk about this morning, and we have it all here on the station. I'm very happy to tell you that Greg Jarrett is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, a Fox News legal analyst and New York Times best-selling author whose latest book is Witch Hunt, The Story of the Greatest Mass Delusion in American Political History. And we're going to be talking about the Ukraine gate. I just can't understand. Sometimes I see people talk about each side. Now, what President Trump did to me, nothing. He would never have released the audio recordings of that phone call. It should be it's as bad as a Russia collusion, as bad as the Mueller situation. Yet I'm watching the news and I'm watching the other side not letting it go, you know, not letting it go after Joe Biden. Is it me that Joe Biden, I'd say he made an outright threat? They just let all of that go. Greg Jarrett will legally break it down. He's got, you know, he's great in that regard, and he's on the 8 o'clock hour. Josh Gottheimer, congressman from Bergen County, we're going to talk about what's going on with the lead in New Jersey's water. How did that happen anyway? I think they're on top of that, as we talked to Mayor Ross Baraka about last week. But we'll talk to Congressman Gottheimer coming up. And you know who's on the show? I'm so excited because we had our buddy Dave Damiani on yesterday. And I love when these kids today, when they get it about Francis Albert, you know, they get it, you know. You and I may have been brought up, you talk to my boomer brothers and sisters and the greatest generation, and everybody always appreciated Frank Sinatra. Then you see, when I stepped on stage and Dave Damiani put me on stage with Landau Murphy, you know, from these shows, from, you know, like Who's Got Talent and all these shows. Haley Reinhardt, my gosh, she is so talented. Yet you don't see it, or you don't hear it, you know, on Spotify, or you don't hear it on iTunes every day. So it's nice that these kids go out on the road and they perform it. So there's one kid that knocked it out, and he's from Brooklyn. Sal the Voice Valentinetti. He's hysterical. One of the funniest cats. He's the guy that called me Yoda, you know. He saw me down there playing the drums. He goes, both feet. He goes, man, you're Yoda. Like, And Sal's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. I hope, hopefully he'll get up, because sometimes he doesn't get up, I know, before like 1 p.m. But he, I tell you, he's got a great voice, great kid, and we look forward to having Sal the Voice on the show this morning. And Joe Borelli's going to join us too. And you're always welcome at 877-970-2999. Could you call me and tell me this? Could you help me out here? A couple things. Just the one thing on the troops in Syria, you know, again, I was always told by my dad, I tell you many times how the strength of the United States military, you know, the worth and the United States military and how we have saved the world. And I am a student of the Second World War. So I follow that and I see the European theater and I see the Pacific theater and I see what we did. We, America, how we, yes, America, saved the world. No questions, hands down, we saved the world. And they may not like to say that in other countries, but we're the people that saved the world from some things you and I can't even imagine the way what the world would look like today. If we don't. Now, what happens when we get out of the Middle East? The president is doing what he campaigned on. And you see, and he says, I'm going to pull out of northern Syria. We're going to pull out. Turkey goes right in. And already we have some civilian deaths there. And, you know, the hawkish thing, the chicken hawkish in me, because I never served, had the privilege to serve, says, no, you gotta stay there because it's crazy. But the president, I have trouble arguing with that mindset. And when Frankie Five Burrows talks about, you get out of there, why are we there? We've been there trillions of dollars. And Tucker Carlson, you hear, eloquently talk about this as well. Now, this is what the president believes. I have a hard argument to tell him, no, you got to keep the troops there because you got to help. But why is it always us? Why is it always us? And then when family members are lost over there in the military, you look around, you go, why is it us? My answer, trying to be a solution-based guy, a common-sense radio announcer, if you will, I said, well, let's get a unified, like I keep talking about, you know, a rapid deployment strike force that is allied, that around, you know, kind of NATO-based, because they and from all countries. And we can all go in, and if there is a problem, then it could be a volunteer force, by the way, going into these problem spots in the world. So the president actually eloquently defended his decision to withdraw forces from northern Syria. I don't know that I agree with the president, but I got to tell you this. This is a healthy debate. This is the debate to have. This impeachment thing, it's like, it's so off the wall. If you're gonna talk about, and also Tucker touched on the first step initiatives at the present, letting people out of jail that Jared Kushner put together, and Tucker was all over that. That was not, even had someone on said that was not a good thing. A sheriff came on from Florida, I believe, because someone that was left out of jail because of the first step initiative. Apparently committed murder. I thought it was brilliant when the president did that. I thought it was great. I thought it was smart. But now apparently are indeed criminals going out. But I have to check it out. And we'll probably reach out to Commissioner Bernard Kerik, actually, who was there when the president signed that bill. That's what the Democrats should be disagreeing with the president about. Now he's pulling us here. No, we're hawks. We want to go in. Or the first step, something like that. This impeachment thing, there's no argument. Let's have a healthy debate. Let's have a healthy political debate, what you agree with, what you don't agree with. I go out yesterday, you know, I'm getting everything ready for this week. If I get through this week, say a prayer, will you? I'll say a prayer for you. You say one for me. If I get through this week, it'll be a miracle. Man, one show after another show, and then we're going out. And I love it. You know, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. And my knee's great. And we're just going nonstop. And I'm looking forward. We're working our way to Italy. You and me, babe. We're working our way to Italy. Oh, yeah. We're going. We're going to have a blast over there. But it's nonstop. So that's the way it's been one day after the next day. So then I ran out and said, well, I got to go see the kids. You know, they had off. And wishing everybody all the best on the Yom Kippur yesterday, you know. And the kids were off, so I went over and saw the kids. So now we're talking and we're saying, okay, I'm waiting to see if I am indeed going to the White House. I like that I'm so honest with you. I don't ask anything. You know, I sent the emails out. Joe, we'd like to invite you down to the White House. Who else do you want to go? I send all the emails out. I never get the official invite from the White House. But is that me or is that me? Come on. Is that me? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Biscuit. Okay, don't invite him, but invite the friends that he suggested to go down. So now I'm waiting to hear. And then I got another nice email by him saying, oh, we're going to look. The email might have got lost in junk mail or something. No, I don't. It doesn't really. That doesn't happen to me. I'm really pretty fastidious about that. So we'll see. So I may go right down, you know, to the White House, go down there. So I'm seeing if the kids want to go, you know, just to go pay tribute. And I appreciate, by the way, this president acknowledging the Italian-American community. Excuse me. It's about time for crying out loud. You know, last president to do that? Ronald Reagan, man. Put Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. He always appreciated Italian-Americans. He did. So I'm talking to the kids, and we're in the car, you know, because I didn't get invited inside the house. So we're doing my SUV. what the memories the kids will have. Remember Dad used to pull up in the car? We used to meet in his car. So I'm saying, so Mikey says to me, oh, yeah, they're talking about in school is impeachment. Do you see how powerful the Democrats are? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That's what that is. All the kids talk about is impeachment. I told you, and Allie, my daughter, you know, she heard impeachment. And then I said, Mikey, when they say that, you don't get mad and don't just confront them directly. Just ask them, say, for what? Impeachment for what? And when they say, and if they say obstruction of justice, go, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Tell them you're confused. What obstruction of justice? Now I see Biden on the impeachment train because his numbers now are behind Elizabeth Warren. And Biden's up there talking like, oh, the president should be impeached. Do you know how severe that is to say that about a president? Do you understand how insulting that is? How it offends me, offends my, you know, whatever mental acumen I have, it offends it. Offends my, whatever intellect I may hopefully possess. What minimal intellect I may have in this brain from New Jersey, it offends me when they talk about impeachment. You just can't throw that around like that. And now the guy that's running for president on the Democratic side, who was leading, he falls behind. He goes, oh, I better get on this impeachment train. And then they did the poll. They did a poll at Fox News saying most people want to impeach. Do you understand what you're saying? And now you go, obstruction of justice, and you say, well, what, explain that to me, break it down. Greg Jarrett will break it all down for you today. But goodness gracious, this is dangerous. It's dangerous rhetoric, and it's wrong. And then, so I have to explain very nicely to the kids, there's no, trust me, this president, the more they push him, I said, and I'll tell you what, I don't idolize anybody. Your father doesn't idolize anybody. I told him, respect everybody, truly, but I don't idolize, I'm not gaga over anybody. I said, not since your grandfather died, my father, you know, or Frank Sinatra, Joe DiMaggio. When I was around DiMaggio and Frank Sinatra, I couldn't even talk. I was so in awe of these people, you know. I mean, I just got, and my mother I idolize, okay? I idolize my mom for what she is, for who she is, the great woman she is, like that. But now I don't say, oh, he's so great because, no, but I said, objectively, this president, you push this president. And I said, I think he pushed back. He'll come back at you harder than ever, and he's not going to lose. And I'm telling you objectively, I'm telling my kids. I said, you go after him. He's going to come at you right between your eyes. And he's not going to be. And I said, you wait till you hear some things that are going to happen with the attorney general, with some people that are working against people who are trying to say false things about this president. But when they attack him, there's not going to be an impeachment. And then Libby goes, is he Italian, Dad? I said, yeah, well, I said, President Trump must have some Italian in his blood because, man, you go after him, he's coming back at you big time. And it's true. There's no way that'll get to the Senate. And you know what they have to do to get to impeachment, but it's loose, it's dangerous, it's rhetoric, and it's very, very upsetting when you hear it come from your kids, you know. So you I'm just trying to speak the truth, you know. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 18 after 6 o'clock. We got Frankie Five Burrows in the house and Big Al in the house. Good boys, good morning. How's everybody doing this
morning? Good morning, Joe. We're doing great.
And, morning, and Joe. Debbie's got the trouble. Good morning, Albert. And then, you know, Debbie, and good morning, Debbie. So Al goes, I go, okay, I'll follow Al back on Twitter. You know, this Twitter. And by the way, I've tried to
meticulously. I warned you about that, by the way.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
Don't say anymore.
Five Burrows on the money.
Here comes the unfollow.
No, well, it happened already. But
really?
I said,
away. No, no, let me
listen to me.
Listen to me. Hold on.
I'm not a big Twitter guy. I'm not a big.
Oh, wow, he did. He unfollowed me.
Let me just tell you. Let me just tell you what happened. So when I do the Twitter thing, you and I speak to you listening around the kitchen table every morning and kind enough to tweet back. We have such a great following. It's all positive. You know, you're negative, marginally snarky, boom, you're blocked. And it's just, and I don't know, even some people block for me, you know, and it's great because I'm trying to try something new is staying positive on social media. So we do. So then I go, okay, well, let me follow Al because Al, you know, tweets during the show. I could be talking about impeachment and then Al's going to start tweeting about a platonic friend at a beer fest, you know. So I said, Al, just stay on. I said, Al, just stay on course for a second. So then I said, well, okay, I'll follow him. So yesterday I follow Al back. I said, okay, well, let's stay cohesive in the morning. What does he tweet out, Debbie? He goes, I tweet when I want, where I want, whenever I want.
Exactly.
I said,
what? Oh, so it was just this morning. Oh, that's good. Okay.
But you're a team player. Do you not have to go around saying, oh, I don't care? Because then I won't, no one's going to follow you then.
What do you mean nobody's going to follow me? There are plenty of people that follow me, and I don't conform to authority. So that's it.
Right.
I'll tweet when I feel like it.
But what about...
But now I will mute you and put you on the island on Twitter. That's all.
What's the word I'm looking for, Frankie Vibros? The disparity between your followers and my followers, and how you could possibly be helped if you become a team player. Do you understand that, Al, or do you not understand that?
No,
dude, you don't care.
In my world, there's an I in team. So
there's certainly an I in island, which is where Al Gattulo is.
That's right.
I said I'm just trying to do it. I've worked so hard, you know. Oh, man. Frankie, get Curtis on the phone. I think he may need a sidekick. Get him.
Oh, boy.
He's probably listening now.
Get fitted for my red beret.
Hey, Biscuitbo in the morning, 6:21. And Debbie Duhame is out there up and early and diligently working for you. We're looking out for traffic. How are we doing this? Look at that. We're Thursday already. Yay, working toward the weekend, Debbie.
Yay, I'm ready. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Over on 9 northbound into Old Hopewell Road in Wappingers Falls. Watch for a collision there. Still okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 10, Holland about 15 to 20 in from both approaches. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly here on 80 eastbound, getting out toward exit 37, getting out toward Rockaway. And watch for some pockets of volume here on the Deegan southbound into the 230s, closed with an accident. Also, if you're heading to the southbound Deegan down by 149th, it's another collision there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Over on the Harlem River Drive southbound, still busy down through the 130s. And the Southern State Parkway westbound, that ramp to the Wonton accident just cleared out of the way. LIE westbound moving slowly, heading right out toward the area of New Hyde Park Road. And it looks like some delays over on the R train. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
If you want to grow your business, you need to move at the speed of business. That means delivering the right message to the right audience at the right time. With Salem Surround, you can stop chasing your customers and let them chase you. Get your business seen on premium, high-traffic websites. Target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Reach people who are actively looking for your products and services right now. Retarget potential customers who visit your website and leave. You can even target people who attend a specific event and people who are visiting your competition. Plus, SEO, social media marketing, video, Google AdWords, and more. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. For a limited time, take advantage of a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM970, The Answer.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
We're on the island. Gilligan's Island. Who's on the island today? Yeah, come on now. No. Oh, you can't. You just. I wish. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Joe the Ray. Already we're starting. Here it is, Thursday. It's October 10th, 6:25.
Steve Abbato and Charles Gasparino. John Lavoutier and his wife.
And who? Well, somebody. Who's on the island? No, so I said, I love my buddy Sonny Grasso, one of the toughest cops in the NYPD history. He was the French Connection cop, you know, and we always said, and I told you this before, when he didn't like somebody, or if somebody bothered him, he did something, you go on the island. I've been on the island. I think I was on the island because one of Sonny's relatives, who I had no idea who it was, somebody said to me, hey, Joe, you're going to do the charity. You're going to do your whole show for us, aren't you? You're going to come do your whole show for us? I said, I'm sorry. I had no idea who it was. It was like Sonny's fourth cousin, you know? And I said, well, but I can't. I said, you got to talk to somebody. I was on the island for about 6 months, guys. You know, you go on the island. That means, you know, you're on the island. Ooh. They don't want to talk to you. Oh, but it's all good.
My sister's been on there for about 10 years. No chance of her getting off.
Exactly. So I'm going like, Al, try to be. And this is, I talked to you. And believe me, I know there's a lot going on.
why bother to get to that?
Frank goes off the air. Yeah. So there's a war in Syria, but let's talk about Al and his tweet. Right.
First world problems. Worried about who's following who.
God forgive me. Oh, gee, it's so true. And then Al goes.
Some Kurd right now is dying. Going, I wonder if Piscopo's talking
God
about it.
Oh, God forbid.
That's terrible.
No, I'm telling you, we'll get into that because I want to hear what Frankie feels one way, I feel the other way, and we want to hear what you got to say at 877-970-2999. That is serious. But it's so funny. So we don't have really, I really take kind of pride in that we don't spend the money. And between you and I, and kind enough to listen this early in the morning. We're really the only media company, I say this with great respect, making money. We're doing very well by the grace of God. You know why? Because you are kind enough to listen, and our family of sponsors is kind enough to join the show. And we take that more seriously. I've taken that to heart more seriously than anything I've done in my life, in my career. This is what, when people come on to your show, they advertise, and then you get the products, and we go out. I take it so seriously. So there we go. So now, but we don't have a advertising budget, as it were. You know, you don't see a billboard. Piscopo in the morning. No billboard running around. There's not a Facebook. The Russians buy Facebook ads. We don't. You know, so it's like we don't put it in the budget. So I like to have a cohesive group in the morning, and I believe me, you think it's not easy because you have to work against all odds and putting everybody on the same page. I mean, like, and the point I made is Frankie could say, listen to Morano in the morning, in the middle of the show, Morano in the morning on Sunday mornings, but yeah, we stay show focused in the morning, unless you're Al. Then Al will tweet about beer, he'll tweet about some arbitrary comment. So we said, Al, just stay within the focus of the show 4 hours. That's all I asked, like that. So he kind of deviated. So I said, okay. So I didn't follow him because I don't like to put him fighting with somebody. you know, onto the Twitter feed. So now when you said I tweet what I want, so someone came at you and said something harshly. Is that what happened, Alan, last night on Twitter?
No, somebody just jokingly, like, you know, only tweet about the Piscopo show in the morning and beer in the evening. But, you know,
when Al responded.
Right, then I'll tweet what I want when I want. And that was this morning when I tweeted that back.
Sure, I'm just trying. We're trying to get
just saying, I'm in China. Time. I'm getting censored.
It's more like Taiwan. They're an island.
Sorry, apologize.
And they don't have relations with mainland China.
I see. Apologize.
But of all the things, Al, why would you make this your cause? Like tweeting.
It's not a cause. I don't care. I will tweet and Facebook and do what I want when I want. It's my account.
But you clearly do care. I mean, but what's it to you to just not tweet about non-Piscopo related content for 4 hours a day?
Okay, but from 6 to 10 in the morning, I don't usually go on Twitter to tweet anything except to like or retweet stuff from the station itself that sends stuff out.
Right. Well, I say
tweet about being at an event doing work or whatever, and I tweeted in it, and this causes the uproar that, you know, causes you not to follow me.
Then he goes, what does he say, Frank? Al goes, I swear to goodness, he goes like this. Oh, well, by the way, I have Spanish people coming in to do Spanish beer today.
Joe, the first thing, see, Al loves, when I get in here, the busiest I am is from like 5:20 to 6:15.
That's the
busiest non-stop, hour of my day, right? And Al loves to do whatever he can during this hour to distract me. So with nothing related to what I'm, you know, and so I just nod. I say, yeah, great. I heard more about this beer, unwillingly, I heard more about this beer event last night that he came back into Manhattan for with these Spanish beers on 14th Street. Joe, delicious. Do you know how many station events like we've invited Al to? Mm-hmm. And his response is always the same. I'm not coming back into Manhattan.
That's correct.
Always. Oh, it's social events, same thing.
No. Now, when it's the important social events that are station-oriented, I do come in. But
it's
when
it's very
stuff that
rare.
Doesn't have anything
you
to
came
do...
in for Arthur Idala's 50th birthday.
Frank has a correct.
And I think the list ends there.
No, I've been... Oh, wow.
When else? So were you at the Christmas party?
I'm at every Christmas party.
I don't remember you at the
I don't remember
Christmas
you at last year's
there.
Christmas party.
I was there. I sat next to the late Darren Yellen.
Oh, the late. He's still alive. Wow.
We're starting already this morning. I love it. Al, we love you. We love you. But you came back for a Spanish? But
first time this brewery is coming into America. It's family owned since 1906.
Do you tweet in Spanish or in English when you tweet about them?
He uses Google Translate.
Terrible. You guys are terrible.
Oh, man.
But it was great. You would have enjoyed this event, though, Joe.
Yeah. Why would I? There were Italians? Was there Italian food?
No, there were. No, it was. I won't. Well, there were a lot of very beautiful Spanish.
Ah, it's okay.
Yeah.
La Latina.
Spanish and Spanish food and the beer. The bartenders were competing who has the perfect pour. And the winner is getting a trip to Madrid next year where he will compete internationally with a whole bunch of other people from this brewery.
I was watching the president talking about withdrawing from Northern Syria.
Oh, good.
Would have been better. I could have been like the perfect pour. Is that what they were actually debating about?
The funny thing is, at the place, La Nacional, two doors down was the KGB Museum.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Thank them
for
the help in the last election.
That's true. I should have. That's what I should have done. I should have done.
About that? Before we go to the issues of the day, we got a lot to. And I'm way backed up on Facebook because we're talking about Al. But what the Russians, when they say the Russians got into, and this was yesterday's story, I meant to touch on it, Frank, that you brought up. The Russians, meddling in our election was what? Facebook ads. Look at it. Break it down. You could decipher exactly what they go, the Russian meddling. No, it was Facebook ads. Like I mentioned it yesterday once. We're supposed to go, oh, look at that ad. That ad. I'm gonna vote for Donald Trump. That's a pro-Trump. It's like you can't. They could do all they want. They're not gonna ever convince us otherwise. We're too independent.
Forget the Russians. How about Hillary Clinton yesterday? I've beaten him. I can beat him again. When did you beat the president? You lost.
I know.
That's the one that baffles me. In an alternate universe, she apparently won.
Yeah, it's so very, very true. And I'm telling you, and I can't stand this poll. You saw, Frankie, this poll that came out. I don't know. And I don't know. We can't believe any poll, like you always say. I mean, but to say, oh, they most Americans want the president to be impeached. This is the Democrats being so smart. They are smart because all they get together. And this is they probably have a PR firm. And I wish they would check out. You know, they have a big PR firm. And they go, well, you got to keep saying the word impeach. Just throw around the word impeach. And it's an insulting word to throw around to anybody. It's such a severe word. Impeachment? Really? For a phone call? I mean, and they just got it. Now it's in the vernacular of everyday Americans. Impeach the president. And you know what? Like you've been saying, Frankie, and I say right here on the airways, bring it on. If you have any guts at all to the Democrats, to Nancy Pelosi, to Jerry Nadler, to anybody, bring it on. Put it up for a vote. See what happens. And see what happens. And then you know what? You could maybe shut the heck up because this is not going away. Just put. And the president's been asking. The White House has been asking. Go ahead. Do what you put it up for a vote. Oh, get me started. 6:34 with Joe on the radio. There is a lot to get into today, and we will attempt to do that around Al's social media activity. And you could call in and check in at 877-970-2999.
Mute.
Or you could
mute.
mute.
On the island.
I like the mute. That mute factor is nice,
fantastic.
Though. Do you know if you're being muted? You don't know.
No,
right?
You have no clue.
That's good.
That's the best part.
That's why politicians like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Donald Trump that get all these haters on Twitter, instead of blocking them and having to go to court for your right to block people on Twitter, why wouldn't they just mute these people?
Yeah, good.
So
good,
that,
good,
you know,
good.
Let them tweet till their heart's content and your Twitter feed is not getting
right.
clogged
and it
with all this negative. I've never understood that. Why would these politicians, especially now that you're not allowed to block people, why would you block them?
But it doesn't require an extra step either. It's the same thing as blocking someone.
Exactly. I don't know. I never understood.
Well, you're right. But let me to answer that. So if you block, it still sometimes stays there. You have to get the way to do it: mute and then report it. Mute and then report. See if one and once you report it, then Twitter gets nervous because it could be a lawsuit
right
against
now.
Them.
Joe,
and then report. You say I don't like what I see.
I don't.
It could be
like,
abusive.
Like me not being
no. Al
co-CEO.
Joe muted you, not the other way around.
Oh. No, he unfollowed me.
No, he also muted you.
Oh, did he? Oh,
and reported you.
Oh, great.
I did. Did I do all that?
Yes.
Oh, you did that. Thanks.
I have no idea.
Thank you. Great.
Oh,
wow, what a team. What a team. Gang up on me. It's all right.
Go
HR. Calling HR.
That's great. Yeah, so, please. Oh, we got to get into it. We got a lot to get into about that.
There's a button here for a lock on the door. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 636 877 970 2999. Mamma mia, a lot to get into this morning. And believe it or not, I love that there is going to be. I'll leave you with this, and we'll pick it up when we come back. There's going to be a Mother Gabrini float at the Columbus Day Parade in New York. How much do you love being in New York? Come on. How great is that? You know, the mayor and the first lady. I got to diss this brilliant, brilliant woman, Mother Cabrini. And here what happens. Boom. She's going to have her own float in the Columbus Day Parade. And I will proudly be announcing that on Monday with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Hey, 6:36 with Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Big Al is here. If he doesn't mute himself, he's got the headline news on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here is what's going on. Atlantic City's Democrats nominating three candidates for mayor following the resignation of Frank Gillum. At a meeting Tuesday night, the city's Democratic Committee unanimously chose interim mayor Marty Small, Pamela Thomas-Fields, and committee president Gwendolyn Calloway-Lewis. The city council will now vote on who will finish out Gillum's term. Small is the favorite, with even Thomas-Fields and Calloway-Lewis saying they back him. Gillum stepped down last week after pleading guilty to stealing $87,000 from a youth basketball program he co-founded. Community members are holding an interfaith vigil today in light of the anti-Semitic materials found at the Garden of Remembrance in downtown White Plains earlier this week. This comes after Governor Cuomo directed a state hate crimes task force to help local authorities catch the vandals. Cuomo says he's disgusted by the desecration of the Holocaust Memorial, which was carried out on the eve of Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. The vigil is set to begin at noon. In sports, Flyers shut out the Devils 4-0, and tonight the Yankees will find out who they're playing in the American League Championship Series. The Bronx Bombers will play either the Astros or Rays with Game 1 of the best-of-seven series starting on Saturday. Tampa Bay faces off against Houston tonight to determine the winner of that best-of-five series. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the Hudson Bergen Light Rail. We're seeing delays of 15 minutes because of some earlier issues. Also, the R train, do expect some delays there as well. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 15, Holland still 30 in from both approaches. It's a little bit busy on 15 South, getting down toward 80. Watch for delays on 9 Northbound up by the Garden State Parkway. Traffic is moving slowly over on the Deegan. Deegan Southbound into the 230s, all lanes subject to closure with a collision. And then on the Deegan South at 149th, an accident there involving an SUV and a pickup truck. Expect delays. Eastbound Bruckner into White Plains Road. That's some ongoing road work to deal with. And it's still pretty busy for you on the LIE westbound through Casino Boulevard. No major problems at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Partly cloudy today, high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers. Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
ADP isn't just in the payroll business. We're in the people business, helping companies find them, train them, and empower them by clearing the way for them to do their best work. Because when your people thrive, your business thrives with them. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people, so you and your company can achieve what you're working for. Learn more at design.adp.com.
I want to tell you about my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who also make the best gas logs for your fireplace. If you're still burning wood or your old gas log is overdue for a makeover, Rasmussen Gas Logs has a perfect new look for you. They have many finishes, including detailed bark, fresh split, weathered driftwood, and white birch. If your room has modern or contemporary design, don't use a rustic log set. Check out Rasmussen's popular fireballs and firestones to keep your fireplace's appearance in alignment with the room's decor. A fireplace is the focal point of every room, so you want a Rasmussen gas logs set or fireballs that look great when the fireplace is not being used, and even better when the flame is on. They're also an excellent source of emergency heat during power outages. Get a free personalized log set sizing recommendation and more info about U.S.-made Rasmussen gas logs and Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com. USA-made Rasmussen gas logs and Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Yeah, we got some weather coming in. You got some rain coming in about 4 o'clock today. It's going to hit us pretty hard. Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is one of the coolest songs I ever heard, ever. And you know what? And I know. See, I couldn't count that off. Could you count that off the way they stopped in this song? Listen for a second, if I may. Just for a second. Stay with me.
Third beat.
It's third beat?
Yeah.
I can't get it.
Yep.
Wait, I'm trying to, you know, listen. I don't know, Al. That's
he went
like,
three, and then he went four.
Man, I tell you, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Listen to this. Let's get into this. Let's get it started out. Crank this up, baby. I love this. Yeah. Stevie Ray Vaughan, baby. That's the man. Thank you, Albert. 642 with Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970. The Answer, Frankie Fibrels is here. The guy is a genius, man. I couldn't count that. I couldn't count that off on Couldn't Stand the Weather. Stevie Ray's a big, big, big hit that really broke him all across the world. So, but third beat, maybe third beat. Hey, Joe Borelli's on with us. Congressman Josh Gottheimer is with us. Greg Jarrett is with us. And Sal the Voice Valentinetti. Come on. So, Sal, is Sal going to get up for us, Frankie?
That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
Only Dave Damiani can get him up, man.
And we just heard from Gordon Chang. He's going to check in with us as well to let us know what's happening in Hong Kong.
Can we reach out to our friend Bernard Carrick, with great respect to the former commissioner of the NYPD, about this First Step initiative? You know, because I was watching Tucker Carlson yesterday, and Tucker ended his show talking about the First Step, this First Step initiative that the president put forth, that Jared Kushner put together, you know. And they said now some vicious criminals, murderers, are being let out. And that's not what that First Step, and they said they misled the president in this regard. That's a pretty big story, and I'd like to maybe, and Bernie was right there. Commissioner Kerr was right there when the president signed it, so I'd love to, if we could track him down respectfully, Frankie, just for a two-minute conversation on, is that misinformation or what, you know what I'm saying? I like to verify something when I hear it like that, because I thought that was a great initiative, that First Step initiative. Hey, Joe on the radio, let me go to Elliot real quick, calling this early in the morning at 6:44. Ellie, good morning. Thanks for checking in with us. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning. I just want to comment on the polling that 51% of the country...
Yeah, please, please.
...he should be impeached. And, you know, it reminds me of a clothing store that used to be called Size Sins, and he used to say, an educated consumer is our best customer.
Yeah,
well, it shows that people of the United States are not educated.
Yeah.
That all they do is they hear impeachment and they repeat it like a parrot. You know, years ago, I couldn't believe that these pizza chains were coming into New York. And I say, how could that be? You have the best pizzerias in New York, in Staten Island, in Brooklyn. How is that possible? Well, guess what? They came in and they're successful because they hear it on that mind-altering drug box called the TV. And they just repeat it and repeat it and they do it.
Yeah. Thanks, Elliot. Right on the money. You're absolutely right. We're talking about how they did do a poll. Fox News did a poll saying most Americans want the president to be impeached. I would like to decipher that, too, because you can't trust the polls, especially with President Trump. But what was scary is that you hear that word, and it is so rude and so offensive to me to say impeachment, impeachment. Hey, listen, they did it to Bill Clinton. I thought it was crazy then. I think it's crazy now. The only difference between President Clinton and President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. And when you have Joe Biden, and this is the news clip around the country yesterday, and then virtually around the world, Joe Biden goes, this president should be impeached, and he should have followed up with, because I'm falling back behind Elizabeth Warren, and she calls for impeachment, so now I'm going to do it. But he should be impeached, and he's a detriment and a danger to the country. And then they never explain why or how. They have nothing. There's no, tell me what impeachment for what? And like when my kids hear, they hear impeachment. And I said, ask your friends when they say that, for what? That's their parents talking. For what? It's dangerous. It's just dangerous. And you're right. It's just like they just listen and it's brainwashing. But that's what the Democrats are great at. They're great at that. Look what happened with the Mueller probe. Now I'm going to be off and running. Look what happened to the Mueller probe. Does anybody remember what happened? Oh, my God. How do you forget that? It was just months ago. Mueller was a couple of short months ago. Robert Mueller himself is in front of the intelligence committee, and he's doddering, and he has no idea what page is what. I mean, it was a fake, false takedown, a rollout to take down the president, a concerted takedown to take down this president. And I'm telling you, and I'm not just sticking up for like Donald Trump because I'm sticking up for Donald Trump. This is scary stuff when they go after a president with fake, false facts. And that's what they did. And then they were proven wrong. And the one thing I do admire greatly about this president, he's a fighter like you've never seen. And he's not going to go down with this Ukraine situation. But trust me, the Democrats have their little cat. It's an impeachment now, and they've got their plan, and they've got their rollout and their concerted effort. It's already in the works for what has happens after the Ukraine thing goes away. And it will go away. And the president will win on this Ukraine thing. He will win. And he's going to win big in 2020. But they don't stop. Why can't they just join together? Let's talk about northern Syria. Isn't that something to talk about? Let's talk about, well, Mr. President, we don't agree. That's something, the First Step initiative. If criminals indeed are being released on the street, There is a logical, objective discussion about your disagreement with the president of the United States. That's it. That's what you, a nice, amicable discussion about it, for crying out loud. But to make a false narrative, a fake narrative, and coming out of the deep state, which deep state translates to this, lifelong bureaucrats that don't want to lose their pension and welfare and their salaries, the things that you and I will never get like they get that we pay for, by the way, in Washington. And maybe we should have a law, if you're going to do an impeachment, if you're going to do a fake takedown, if the Mueller probe fails to be, comes out false, if the Mueller probe comes out false, and it's fake news all the way, and it is indeed a hoax and a witch hunt, then the people who put it forth should have to pay for it personally out of their own pockets. And that would be Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. They should have to pay for that whole thing. $40 million, it goes away. Imagine if you and I attacked somebody else and we started a lawsuit, and then you just didn't have to worry about the expense of that lawsuit. And you would go in and you would raid people's homes. You would go in, you would send in armed people to take people down Gestapo style just because they don't agree with you. And you don't have to pay for it. Imagine that, if you didn't even have a price tag on it. That is the Democrats at this point. That's what they're just going to start things. They don't have to pay for it. Maybe there should be some accountability. And you watch. You guys got to pay for it. Maybe the DNC should pay for it. Somebody should have to pay for it, not you and I, because this Ukraine thing is a mess. And let's have a discussion. Let's talk about China. Let's talk about the NBA in China. Now that's a good discussion to have, and we'll get into that this morning. I want to get into that. Because here you hear everybody say bad things about Donald Trump. You see everybody, all the NBA players saying bad things about Donald Trump. In the NFL, I got to watch Kaepernick. I got to watch Kaepernick kneel. And then Nike hire him and pay him tens of millions of dollars, money you and I will never have. Nike hires him, right? And then the second, China goes, no, look, don't you dare say anything about Hong Kong, China says. And the NBA runs like a little scared. Oh, we better not. These big, tough NBA owners. Oh, yeah. China doesn't like it. I better keep my mouth quiet. I better not say anything. Oh, come on. Show me something. You're going to criticize this president? You're going to criticize the law enforcement? You're going to go after everything that we believe in that's great in this country? And then the second China goes, oops. You can't do it. You can't do it because we're gonna smack down Hong Kong. You say something as simple as I support Hong Kong. Boom! Now the NBA's scared, little scaredy cats. Oh my goodness gracious! We are speaking the truth, and we ain't going down on this radio show. So help me, goodness gracious. Debbie Duhame's out there. Good morning, Debbie. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. How you doing? How you doing this morning?
You've been busy. You've been really busy the past few weeks.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. It's gonna be this weekend is the weekend. If I can get over this weekend, which is I'm looking forward to it, but. A show Friday in Philly, right? And then I'm going right to New York, and we're going to have a great, great time the gala at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. That's going to be with Maria. Maria Bartiromo. It's going to be great. Right. And then we do the Michaels of Brooklyn on Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Come on, cook-off. Yeah. And then the parade we have on Monday. And then there's a mass on Tuesday at St. Pat's. And then I think the White House. I'll see if I can. I'm the guy they ask, who do you want invited? I invited everybody, and then I never got an invite myself. So only me. I swear to God.
These things happen to you, Joe.
It does. And I don't get mad, you know. And that's why when I talk about the president, it's like nobody's doing me a favor down there. You know what I mean? I'm not like in anybody's, hey, Joe's our pal. I'm not like that, you know. It's like I'm just talking objectively because, oh, my Lord. Anyway, and then off to Italy we go, Deb. Off to Italy.
Yes,
are you packed? Are you packed? Are you packed yet?
No. I didn't even think about packing yet. I haven't had time myself.
That's the worst thing to do, having to pack like that, right? Hey, yeah, Debbie's looking out for you this morning. It's still dark outside. Here comes the fall. Here comes the winter. Uh-oh. 6:52 on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Sure, Joe. Let's go to this northern state as you head west into Lakeville Road. That's a disabled vehicle in the way. Expect slowdowns this morning on the Deegan South into the 230s with an accident cleared. Delays go back up toward Yonkers. And it's pretty busy on the Deegan South down by 149th with an accident pushed off to the ramp. Solid traffic on the eastbound Bruckner at White Plains Road. That's some late-running construction. Inbound side of the GWB, still moving slowly here across the upper level, 30 minutes into town. Over at the Lincoln 25, Holland 25, traffic is moving slowly as you head to the Newark Bay Extension eastbound, getting out toward 14A and Bayonne because of earlier problems. And the southbound side of the thruway just starting to pick up volume, 13 down toward 11 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Now, I know full well if you are in any kind of pain, maybe back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, you've got some options. You've got Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop on body parts that hurt or do that a few times a day. You could also use those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. That's why they created the three-week quick start, to make it easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I've joined them. And they've been a consistent sponsor of this show for the entire time I've been here on Salem, which is about 4 years. In radio, sponsors come, go. They may stay for a year. Sounds like they're doing great. Then, boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year after year. Order the three-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mainly cloudy, rather windy and cool today. There can be some sprinkles or a shower this morning, then look for a little more rain later this afternoon, high 59 to 63. Cloudy, windy, and quite cool tonight with the intermittent rain, especially early, though 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. A brief shower or two, mainly in the morning, the high 60. And Saturday, clouds breaking at times for some sun, the high 67. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Joe Lumberg. 5 before 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. If you're planning a wedding, engagement party, holiday, birthday, anniversary, bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, did you consider that luxury private yacht that we keep telling you about? Oh, your guests will be so impressed, I'm telling you. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. You know, she has beautiful vessels in her fleet. She can accommodate from 2 to 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Like if a private yacht is not in your budget, how about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. This is so much fun. Fran's such a great gal, too. If you go to franstouchaclass.com, you can see the range of yachts in her fleet. I know it sounds like, what am I going to do? I'm going to do something on a yacht? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With Manhattan right there, with the greatest city in the world right there, that you could go around Manhattan like we do, it really is spectacular. You want to impress somebody. If you're a corporation, if you're a law firm, you want to try Fran's Touch of Class. You just want to reach out to Fran's Touch of Class. Fran will fill you in on all the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you the details of all the services provided. All right? Add that extra Touch of Class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or franstouchofclass.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Heavy cloud, but no rain. Back in time with Louis XV.
All right, Biscopo in the morning, 6:57 right now. Ooh, it's too late to get the calls. I will grab them when we come back, though. 877-970-2999. We're up and we're at them already. Ooh, like this. And, you know, can someone please let me know how bad the new operating system for Apple is? Is it me? Is it me? You're hearing about that, guys, right? About the bad
it
the
worked.
Problem?
It worked. Huh? You unfollowed me in the Apple bomb I sent over.
You sent a virus out.
That's right. Frankie, and it's called the island.
The new virus is called the island. That's great. Yeah, that's great. That's a great idea. Hey, I downloaded, because I'm a, don't even say it, but I'm like a moron. I download the new operating system for Apple. It's some
smart.
Of it is
I'm
like,
smart.
What?
Not like
no, not me. Not me. It's terrible. It won't hook in. It won't go on. I'm trying to make it work. Is it me? Please. And I see the phone calls. If you hold, I promise I'll get them as soon as we come back. Joe Borelli is going to join us next hour. Hey, Congressman Josh Guyenheimer on the show. Greg Jarrett is going to join us. Don't forget Greg's book. You got to get Witch Hunt. You got to read this book. And Sal, the voice, Valentinetti. We are hoping Sal's going to be there in the 9 o'clock hour, man. We're going to have some fun this morning. And again, you always at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. Frank and Alan, Joe and Debbie, and we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
54 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police investigating after a teenager found fatally shot on a residential street in Queens Wednesday. Cops believe 19-year-old Jay Patel dumped and left for dead around 1 p.m. on 268th Street in Floral Park. After being shot elsewhere, emergency crews rushed Patel to the hospital. He was pronounced dead. Surveillance video shows a red Toyota speeding off from the scene. Police also releasing surveillance video of a man that set fire to a backpack outside a synagogue in Brooklyn early Wednesday morning. Small fire outside the Park Slope Jewish Center was quickly put out before any damage was done, long before worshipers arrived for Yom Kippur services. Police say the small blaze, not a hate crime. They're searching for the person who left the backpack there. Security was tight outside synagogues across the city on Wednesday after a huge spike in hate crimes directed at the Jewish community.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.